positive.
We can run away.
Then I heard you was talking trash.
I'm fighting mystery.
Hold me back, I'm about to spaz.
Yeah, I'm about 4 or 5 seconds from wilding. And we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back.
Jail tonight. Promise you'll pay my bail. See, they wanna buy my pride, but that just ain't up for sale. See, all of my kindness,
is taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wild.
Hello, hello. This is Charlie of Charlie MGH. Welcome back for our final radio show. Today I have not one, but 2 special guests. I know, right? Not one, but 2. We have one of our sort of pieces of furniture on this show. Albert, what's up?
Yo, yo.
Oh, his mic's not on. Oops. Albert, what's up?
So disrespectful, Charlie.
Yeah, you know what?
So disrespectful.
I just had to. It's the last show. And we have a special guest. This is my roommate, Aniron. Aniron, why don't you say hi to everyone? Just introduce yourself, you know?
Hi, everyone. I'm Aniron. I'm Charlie's roommate.
That's poor kid.
Goodbye, Albert. Albert's mic is going off right now. Yeah, that just went off for a little bit. But yeah, this is our last show. So you know what? We're just going to do some nice chilling. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for everyone who's been tuning in since the beginning. I don't know what's up with this, so I can't see how many people are listening, but that's totally cool. Either way, we're going to have a good show for you guys. But yeah, let's see. Since we last had a show, that was Monday the 2nd, right? May 2nd?
Yeah.
That was Tuftonia's day. No, that was what Tuftonia's day was going to be.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, Tuftonia's day happened. That was like my one job. Went pretty well. You went, right?
Yeah, I was there.
But Aniron didn't get to go.
No. What happened?
Yeah.
I got pneumonia.
Oh.
Yeah. Really suddenly, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Probably from Charlie.
That's the theory.
I'm just like a cesspool of germs.
You are.
Yeah.
Literally.
I can verify that.
The doctors called me unfixable. It's fine. It's no big deal.
Crazy, man.
But yeah, what did you think? What was your favorite food truck that was there?
I like the fried Oreo one.
Fried Oreo? Okay, yeah. That was like pizza or something. I forgot. Yeah. Dude, let's see. We had Tinoch. That was really good.
Yeah. How did you get food so fast? I waited in line for like an hour.
Really? Well, yeah. You know, because I signed the forms to get the trucks there, I was able to just walk up and just be like, hi.
So you mean you cut the line?
I mean, I had been working on it. It was my one job for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I needed to get food from one of my advisors who was pregnant, I went and got food.
Playing the pregnancy card.
Yeah, this is corruption right here.
Oh my gosh, goodbye. I did not bring you on here for this to happen.
This is abuse of office.
Well, I'm no longer in that office, so see me on Senate next year, and I'll be waiting in line just like all of you. But yeah, well, crazy stuff happened today, right?
Crazy day, dude.
Crazy day.
Crazy day.
Really intense stuff. Glad that everyone's safe. Yeah, just wild. But you know what? It's all good. Everyone's safe. Some finals were canceled. One of our friends actually had a, he had three finals today. He had an 8 a.m., a 12 noon, and a, what was it?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. So that was, all 7 p.m. finals are still on, but he got two of his three finals canceled because of this.
Yeah.
And he was up all night studying, so he, like, I remember I was in bed, and he sent a text, like, 6, like, what is going on?
And then, yeah, he was the first person to know.
Yeah. And then he and I texted. We were in a group chat, so he and I texted a bit. And then an Iron here woke up. So how many texts did you miss?
89,
yeah. Wow. So a wild conversation. But yeah, so we're going to play some music right now. We're going to come right back. We're going to do some talks. We're going to have our weekly PSA, which is going to be a lot of fun. So stick around. Thank you for tuning in. Here we go. I just need to get this bub. Yeah. All right. Honestly, I wasn't too sure if we were going to do the show today because of it, but it turns out we were, so I need to make a playlist.
Show goes on, man.
Show always goes on. I don't know what's happening. There we go.
Shardy's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like, na 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 na. Every day's like my iPod stuck on replay, replay. Shardy's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like, na na na. Every day, it's like my eyeballs stuck on replay, replay. Remember the first time we met, you was at the mall with your friends. I was scared to approach ya, but then you came closer, hoping you would give me a chance. Who would have ever knew that we would ever be more than friends? But railroad white, breaking all the rules. She like a song played again and again. Like something off a poster.
That girl
is a dime, they say.
That girl
is a gun to my holster. And she's running through my mind all day.
Hey,
Shardy's like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like, na 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 na. Every day, it's like my eyeballs stuck on replay, replay. Shardy's like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like.
Also, this is WMFO in Medford, 91.5. Thank you for listening.
See, you've been all around the globe. Not once did you leave my mind. We talk on the phone from night till the morn. Girl, you really changed my life. Doing things I never do. I'm in the kitchen cooking things she likes. Railroad wife, breaking all the rules. Someday I wanna make you my wife. Like something off a poster.
That girl
is a dime, they say.
That girl
is a gun to my holster. And she's running through my mind all day.
Hey,
Shardy's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like,
hey.
Na 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 na. Every day's like my eyeballs stuck on replay, replay. Shardy's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like,
hey.
Na 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 na. Every day's like my eyeballs stuck on replay, replay. I can be your melody, a girl, I can write you a symphony. The one that can fill your fantasies. So come, baby girl, let's sing with me. Yeah. I can be your melody, a girl, I can write you a symphony. The one that can fill your fantasies. So come, baby girl, let's sing with me.
Yeah. Na 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 na.
Shorty got me singing. She got me singing. Shardy's like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like,
hey.
Na 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 na. Every day's like my eyeballs stuck on replay, replay. Shardy's like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like,
hey.
Na 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 na. Every day's like my eyeballs stuck on replay, replay.
Oh, hey.
goes out to everyone with a final. That first song right there, the very first song that we played, actually, because I forgot to talk about that. That's 4 or 5 seconds. We played it last time, but it's a good song. We had that followed with, oh my god, what was the second song? I'm totally blank. Oh, it was Replay by Eyes. That was a throwback to middle school. That was like the thing to sing, and like, oh, that rhymed. But that was like, everyone was singing that in seventh grade. I remember very vividly. Like, yeah, middle school, the highlight of my life. Now it's just been downhill. And the last song we just had was Be Alright, Ariana Grande. So, yeah. Let's see. And Iron, you actually have a final at 7 today.
Yeah, I do.
What are you doing here?
I don't really care about it. Also, I studied some for it. So, yay.
Yeah, I guess.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You're going to be alright.
It's like, it's an easy final to make up stuff for. As long as you have a pulse, you can pass it.
What is this for?
This is Intro to International Relations.
All right,
so
yeah,
you can
IR.
Just lie.
Mm,
yeah, a lot.
It seems a bit subjective, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And then, Albert, are you done with finals?
Yeah, I'm done.
You're like totally done?
Yeah.
Like you're just waiting for graduation?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, wow. Oh. Hmm. Yeah. Let's see. Is it weird for you now that it's like coming to a close?
A little bit. I don't think it'll hit until I go to work every day, and then I just don't see your face around.
Yeah, you're going to miss me.
It'll be weird.
Yeah. I'll think about you once in a while.
Yeah. You'll be like, yo, Albert. Oh, wait.
I'll be like, hey, Arnold.
You'll be like, wait, let's go out. Oh, wait, I don't have
Not Arnold. Amanda? No. Oh, crap, what's his name?
You're like, hey, guys, can I come over? Oh, wait. Oh, goodbye. Dang, you're in New York. You're in Philly. Oh.
You're terrible.
I'm going to miss you, Charlie.
Miss you a little bit. I'll miss you, too. We're doing this live on the radio. Like, people are listening to this.
Give me a hug.
This is so uncomfortable. And Niren's, like, coughing in the bag. Like, he's sickened by this.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty gross.
That was pretty nasty. Yeah. Are you going to do senior week, though? Did you get all your senior week tickets?
Yep.
For those of you who don't know, senior week is just like, it's more than a week. It's like a huge ton of stuff to do, like a massive, like you guys have like a last night in Davis kind of thing.
Like spring break part two.
Yeah. Holy crap. You guys have so much planned. I was like, well, I wanted to be a senior then, but not really.
You'll have your moments.
One day, yeah. One day.
3 more years.
Yeah. 3 more years. 3 more years.
Woo.
Yeah. So, let's see. Albert, what would you say is the highlight of your Tufts career here?
Highlight of my Tufts career?
I didn't prepare these questions.
Honestly,
like, I didn't ask him, I didn't tell him these during the break. Like, he has no idea. This is, like, all on the spot.
I just love living in SoGo. Like, all my favorite moments are probably in SoGo.
Nothing else, though? Being an Asian American Center peer leader and like helping.
Oh, of my Tufts career.
Oh yeah.
What do you mean? That's my senior year. Sorry.
Oh no. Okay. Well, that's a valid answer because SoGo is amazing. But what about your honestly, Tufts career?
I think my best year was junior and senior year.
Okay, honestly. That's valid. And Aaron, what was the highlight of your freshman year?
Oh, man, that is a loaded question that I don't think I can answer on air.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm having legal troubles at the moment.
Can you? No, you're not. You're not. He's not. He's not. What about your second most highlight? The highlight that you can say on air. We only have like a few listeners. No one's really listening except for a few million people.
I don't know. You really blindsided me with that one.
I totally did.
I had a class or two that was pretty interesting.
Okay, that's valid.
Yeah.
You take like four or five and then you... Like one or two.
Yeah.
That's a good ratio.
Yeah. Charlie, what's the highlight of your young career?
It never ends. It never ends.
Every moment you had
every
a highlight.
Single... Oh,
well, that's a lie.
Yeah.
That's a lie. That's
We've
a lie.
Seen some of your lowlights.
My lowlights.
Some
lights.
More than others.
Both of you have seen me at some of my lower points.
Happens to the best of us, Charlie.
Hey, all right. So, yeah, moving on. Albert, what would you say you're going to miss the most?
Miss the most? Being surrounded by all your friends, I mean, that's probably a guarantee.
All two of them?
Yeah, all two of them, you know.
Sorry, that was a bit more. I told Albert that if he roasted me, I'd turn off his mic, but I'm just roasting him now.
Don't worry, I'll get you back, dude. I'll get you back, don't worry.
All right, you have like 43 minutes.
Yeah, plenty of time.
No big deal. 417 right now. Feel free to call in 617-627-3800, Charlie MGH.
Yeah, I'll miss all of my friend.
This is my... You'll miss all of them.
Yeah.
Like every finger,
every
toe.
One of them. Yeah.
All the little hairs on his arms. Yeah. And those laughs are actually just tears right now. You can't see them, but. But yeah.
Yeah, it'll be tough to transition into the real world, but I think it'll be fun. There'll be new opportunities, new experiences. Yeah. And being an adult, man.
Mm. Yeah, it hit me like today. An Iron was there. I was like, I'm 18. I'm an adult.
Yeah.
And then one of our friends was like, An Iron, you've been rooming with a child for a good portion of your freshman year.
Yeah, but I mean, the context is you were like, you said something like, I'm a little boy. Often I was like, yeah. No, you're a grown ass man.
Oh, sorry about that just there.
Oh, wow. I did not know about.
If you're doing quality policy. Control, please.
That's not a swear.
Is it not? Okay.
Nah.
I don't know.
It's a direct quotation.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. I am sorry if there's a general manager here. Last time we were talking about, I said something about my balls dropping, and the GM was walking by in the window over there, and he just looks at me and says, nah, but it turns out he came in later. He's like, yeah, you can say that, but I don't, all right, I think we pushed the line there, but we're just going to reel right back in.
Yeah. It's the end of the year. No one cares.
Yeah, it's my last show.
Whatever.
Of the year, maybe of life.
Are you doing this next semester?
I have literally no idea. I need to figure out my schedule.
Oh.
Yeah. I got a job at the OCL as an info booth attendant, so you can always catch me there. But yeah, so Anaron, you're from New Haven?
Yeah.
Connecticut?
Yeah.
Connecticut, the insurance capital of the United States?
Formerly. All the jobs are gone.
Really?
Well, that was Hartford anyways.
All right, because my friend Tafari gives tours and he always is like, I'm from Connecticut, the insurance capital. Oh, maybe he's more closer to Hartford though.
Yeah.
But yeah. So what's it like in Connecticut?
It's a lot like Massachusetts, only worse.
Oh.
Hmm. Dang.
All right.
Like, it's a lot more humid in the summer, and there's a lot less to do, and everyone hates each other.
That
sounds like the world I know. Yeah.
Oh, no. That sounds like my life. Whoa. Am I from Connecticut? Oh, man. All
right. So you live, like, pretty close to Yale then, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I live a couple miles from Yale, unfortunately.
Yeah. Aww.
They're bad neighbors.
Yeah.
Aww.
They're eating the town.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're not bad neighbors.
We probably are, but there's not much we can do about it.
Yeah. Anaron and I went to Tenoch today. For those of you who don't know, there's Tenoch, and there's one in Medford Square, but there's also one in Davis Square, just a little past the Bank of America, on, I think, Holland Street. Really, really good food.
Yeah.
You got the spicy stuff, right?
I did.
You liked it?
Yes.
Yeah, you got a burrito, right?
Sorry, I'm not being verbose. I'm trying very hard not to cough.
It's fine. You do your thing.
Okay.
It's just a chill show.
He's got pneumonia.
He's got a Pomeranian? I don't think we'll be winning awards for this type of broadcasting anytime soon.
Oh, wow.
Unless you'd like to give one to us, in which case, let me know. You can call in 617-627-3800. Please mail my plaque over real quick before I move back home. So yeah, you know what? Let's just go back. Let's play another song. We're just gonna just chill.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm gonna get some kosher deli after this. I'm craving a pickle. But here we go. All right, my Spotify's being weird again. Why does this always happen? No. Okay, this is slightly uncomfortable. I wish I could play that jingle, but my computer's being weird. All right, hold up. Thing is, okay, I don't have Spotify Premium, so I have to, like, go to the... I use the web browser to avoid ads.
Why don't you use the... Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But then, like, the web browser is being weird. Yeah, it's, I might just refresh it then, because it also... Yeah.
I can sing I'll Always Love You by Whitney Houston to fill up the gap.
We were... For those of you who are, like, long-time listeners, or long-time is in this term, you might remember that show where Alvin and I sang from The Sound of Music.
And our ratings dropped, like,
we
half.
We lost so many listeners when we did that. Like, we lost so many. It was just... It was, like... An unmitigated disaster. But here we go. This should work now.
Jeez.
Nope, it's not working.
What song are you going to play?
What's going on? This is going to be Ways to Go by Group Love. I don't know what's happening. Why is this happening? All right. All right, let's see if this works. We're sorry about these technical difficulties. In the future, you should always just get like Spotify Premium or something. There we go. Thank you so much for sticking around. We'll be back.
You give me heart attack. I didn't want to care. And then I saw you there. Been working like a dog. I turned all my dreams off. I didn't know. I'm
drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
All right, that first song right there. Ooh, sorry, that was a bit premature. That first song was Ways to Go by Group Love, followed by Africa by Toto. Toto, you might know them from all of your toilets here in Tufts University. Huh. Yeah. That was a funny joke, was it? Yeah, that was a joke. I try.
I just got that.
Yeah, right? Yeah, like little brand things you never know. You know, like my friend was telling me how she got a job at one of the companies that, like, if you look at the back of a battery, there are all these, like, different symbols. And it's like, because each one needs to be like checked and like certified for something. So she works at one of the companies that does one of the certifications.
Wow.
So like, it's just a little symbol that you never like.
So really she's going to check batteries all day?
I mean, no, she's going to do more than that. She's going to, I don't know what division she's in. She's not going to like physically picking each one up and be like, all right, here we go, 37 grams.
Well, that's just disappointing.
Well, I mean, what is she going to do then?
I don't know. She was really excited. Leave her alone.
Check batteries. Like, you know the zippers? They're all, like, 90% of zippers are made by, like, one company.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's a huge zipper
monopoly.
That's like
XKZ or something like that.
Yeah. And then, you know, like, Otis? The
sounds super familiar.
It's the elevator company. And, like, the escalator company. Apparently, they are, like, more people use their transportation services every day than any other company.
Because
there are more people using elevators and escalators than like people driving in like Hondas or probably, like, you know, BMWs or whatever. Isn't that crazy? Like that's you wouldn't expect that.
Wow, they must make so much money.
Yeah,
elevators probably, are expensive.
Yeah,
I don't have any, but I imagine they're probably.
I have four, and they're really expensive.
Yeah,
and I live in a 1-floor house.
Yeah, wow. It's a lateral elevator.
It just moves.
Yeah.
No, none of that is true.
Cool.
Yeah, crazy. All right, so Niren, you were telling us a little bit before about some of the games you were playing in your IR class.
Yeah.
So just to preface this, Niren's IR class, they use this thing called Statecraft, which is like this simulator. So all the kids are put in like different groups, and each group is a country, and then they have to. I'm sorry about that. And then they have to they basically run a country. So it's like infrastructure building, trade, diplomacy, war,
yeah,
which will be relevant here. So then Niren's in war. A group, so, and what happened with you guys?
So I was the Secretary of Defense for the only communist regime in the game. Or actually one of two communist regimes. And this incident ended up getting me in a lot of trouble indirectly. So what happened was we had a neighbor that had no army, and they were a super rich country. And it invested a ton in, like, their domestic infrastructure. And so I partnered with two kids from another group, and we signed, like, a defensive pact. And so one night we decided to take over the world, so we invaded and took over 2/3 of that country. And someone in my group woke up early the next morning and caught it before the changes became permanent and managed to pull our troops out of there, and everybody there got really mad. So I woke up and I had like 15 missed calls and like a bunch of texts and stuff because everybody was trying to figure out who had done it. So the president of my group was just like, "Did you do this?" over and over again. And I lied to him. So I said no, because I didn't want to. That's just like, that's an awkward conversation to have, and I just wasn't in the mood to have it.
Oh, yeah, I just invaded another country.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to explain my reasoning to him because he would think I was like a bloodthirsty tool. Someone in my group eventually was like, all right, the professor must have done this because the simulation's pretty boring and he wanted to spice things up. And so eventually the whole class started believing that. And it got to the point where on the last day of class, the professor got up and addressed the class and told us all that he hadn't done any of the invasions. Because people started blaming any military action on the professor. They were like, yeah, Taliaferro did it. He's just controlling everything. But it was completely untrue.
So you started this.
Yeah.
You put all this blame on
I didn't blame the
snowball
professor.
That put it on the professor.
I wanted to initially blame someone else in my group who was acting defensive in the group chat. But then he was the one that proposed that the professor had did it. And I was like, well, now I don't have to accuse him of something he didn't do. So I just let that happen. But anyways, then one of the kids who I did the invasions with ratted me out to my group after the simulation ended.
Hey, you know what's funny is also I was talking to some people from his group, like, oh, hey, how's the IR project going? He's like, it's terrible, the professor keeps messing with everything, we keep invading other countries. And I was like, oh yeah, that's terrible, that's awful, man, that sucks.
Yeah. And then at the end our president actually accidentally invaded a country to our north, and they wiped out half our military and then invaded our northern country, and I had to spend an entire afternoon and like most of a day basically pleading with them to not destroy us entirely. It was very humiliating, but I succeeded. And then the next day was the last day of the simulation, and the global superpower, which bordered us to the south, invaded our southern province and overran it. So I had the misfortune of being the only defense secretary in that game to preside over the loss of a territory.
Hey, you know.
Happens, man.
C's get degrees.
Like, yeah.
Hey, we came, we saw, we conquered, man.
Oh, we came, we saw, we fled. And I love how, like, you guys accidentally invaded a country. Like, you just tripped and fell and just, like, stole all of their land.
Well, we didn't even cross the border. Like, the president just moved them so far up north, close to the border, that the two countries to the north of us thought that we had invaded them. And the computer countered it as, like, cross-border raids. So they were like, you guys have done this before. So, like, it's over. You no longer have a right to exist.
Oh,
and
they
invaded us. And we were like, yeah, that's fair.
Diplomacy is crazy stuff. I can never do IR. I can't deal with people. That's why I want to be a teacher.
Yeah, because you don't have to deal with people in the classroom.
Right.
My logic isn't the most sound. Either way, you know what? It's 4:37. Let's just do our PSA. Get this out of the way, because we have some fun songs for you coming up on our last show. All right. This was recommended to me by the previous DJ. Food Not Bombs PSA. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food around the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking non-violent direct action to change societies so no one is forced to stand in line and eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. A public service message from the Food Not Bombs and WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. A lot of these PSAs have run-on sentences. Just something to think about. Not really. Hmm. That sounds cool.
You're getting better at reading them, dude.
You know what it is? Because my voice has always been terrible on Mondays. It was just like,
and why is
I've
that?
Just been like really, I'm like, get, I just get sick a lot over the weekend.
Oh.
It's because he goes so hard on the weekends.
Yeah.
That he's just
I'm just like up really late studying. So
he just tuckers himself out.
Dang. Yeah,
it's like, I'm like, now that, like, you know, everything's getting better, I've like been able to, you know, bounce back.
Right.
All right, here we go. We got some nice.
I liked how you skipped over that like really fast. Like, yeah, I study really hard.
Well, there's nothing to, what are you trying? Like, there's nothing to imply. How dare you? How dare you? Your mic is off.
Yeah, that was a slanderous implication. That was,
I'll just steal your mic.
You guys might not notice. He's like, Albert has like leaned over and was like screaming, I'm going to steal your... Okay, wait, do it. Albert, try to say something.
That was a slight exaggeration.
Yo.
No, your mic is still off. No, don't...
Guys, this is the Albert and... this is the Albert show now, all right? Guys, we're going to play Beethoven next and...
What else do you
want to
play?
Albert's mic is now off. I'm using a Niren's mic as Albert is taking my...
It looks like this is my show now.
This show has just completely devolved.
Taking over.
Oh my god.
We're taking over.
This is an absolute disaster. Did someone just knock... What, all right. Yeah, if someone comes in and ruins this party, I'm going to be a little sad. But you know what? We're just having a good time. Yeah, so let's go. We got some good music coming up. We're playing like no songs today, but you know what? Here we go.
Hey, let me tell you no. Ooh, baby. Trying to decide if I really wanna go out tonight. I never used to go out without you. Not sure remember how to. Gonna be late, but all my girls gon' have to wait. Cause I don't know if I like my outfit. I tried everything in my closet. Nothing feels right when I'm not with you. Sick of this dress and these Jimmy Choo's. Taking them off cause I feel a fool. Trying to dress up when I'm missing you. I'ma step out of this lingerie. Curl up in the ball with something hey. But I'm really hurting now that you're gone. I thought maybe I'd do some shit.
trying to decide if I really wanna go out tonight. I couldn't even leave my apartment. I'm shit down, torn up about it.
Nothing feels right when I'm not with you. Sick of this dress and these jelly shoes. Taking them off cause I feel a fool. Trying to dress up when I'm missing
when
you.
I'm missing you.
Step out of this lingerie. Curl up in a ball with something hey. When I'm not with you, sick of this dress and these Jimmy Choo's. Taking them off cause I feel a fool. Trying to dress up when I'm missing you.
Cause I miss you.
I'm a step out in this lingerie. Caught up in a ball with something.
Promise if you do,
in that LA.
I will be in bed with nothing but your t-shirt on. Said I got nothing but your
no.
No, sorry about that. Nope, that's an ad. So, we're just going to wait this one out, which kind of sucks because we're down to the final 13 minutes of our show, and I have a lot of songs that I still want to play, but it's cool. It's cool. No big deal.
The final show.
The final show.
Because he's getting kicked off the air.
I'm just being taken away. They said no such filth should be allowed to be played for more people to listen. Yeah,
he's actually being charged with public indecency in Rhode Island.
Oh my god, in Rhode Island.
He won't tell us why.
I don't even think our signal goes to Rhode Island.
Yeah.
I actually could probably listen online, so I guess so. Let's see. Coming up after us, Helen and Kevin will not be here. They have someone subbing in. But at 6 o'clock, we have Alex Mitchell, who should be here. Alex Mitchell, the guy who trained me, as you know. Awesome dude. Stick around for that. But yeah, I think Helen and Kevin should be coming back sometime this week when they're subbing in. So definitely keep an eye out for that, because they're going to be a good time as usual. Oh my god, there's another commercial. Oh my gosh. But yeah, let's see. I don't know. We're leaving on Saturday, so.
Yeah,
well, Albert's staying until, like, what? When's graduation? The 20-something?
Yep, 22nd.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's a long time.
Yeah.
All right, let's try to squeeze this song in. All right, real quick. So here we go. We don't have a lot of time, but we'll just play this one. This is actually a pretty long song. I might cut it off early, but this is always a fun song.
I'm with my crew, and we gon' show y'all what we be snacking on. You dig?
Okay.
Hot Cheetos and Takis. I can't get enough of these Hot Cheetos and Takis. Got my fingers stained red, and I cannot get them off me. You can catch me in my crew eating Hot Cheetos and Takis.
Cheetos and Takis, snack, 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 snack.
All right, yeah, that's Hot Cheetos and Takis. This song goes on for a long time, so I'm just going to cut it off right here because as enjoyable as that is, you know, there's only so much we can take, even though I do love Hot Cheetos and Takis.
Of course.
If you ever watch the music video, these kids are like single-digit years, like 8 or like 9. It's just crazy.
That just feels wrong.
They seem to be having a good time, and it's like pretty well-written too. It's like a whole, like, imagine a whole kindergarten class just brought out to a schoolyard, and they're just, like, rapping about Hot Cheetos and Takis. I haven't listened to that a lot. I don't know why, but either way, as we close out the show, in our final 7 minutes, Albert's graduating, so we're going to play some songs that we always hear at graduation, starting with this classic. Albert's sitting here giving
Not
me this,
Pop,
like, blank
Drop,
look.
And Lock It?
Nope.
That's the song I play.
Nah. Nah, this has been at every single graduation of mine, so you're going to deal with this. Here we go. Don't cry, don't cry. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. This is such a cliche at this point. I don't even understand.
So we talked all night about the rest of our lives. Where we're going to be when we turn 25. I keep thinking times will never change. Keep on thinking things will always be the same. When we leave this year, we won't.
This song is also really, really long. Why are these songs all so long? Okay, either way, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. Charlie MGH wrapping up the final show of the semester, maybe of the ever, who knows? We'll see. But that was Vitamin C, Graduation, Friends Forever. That's your classic graduation song. After this, we're going to play one that they play for my middle, for my elementary school graduation. We had to all sing it. But, like, it's a pretty good song, so I'm just going to play it anyway. So, yeah, here we go. This is Desiree. You gotta be.
Hey. You gotta be.
You sing the rest of the lyrics. Come on.
Oh, what's...
You don't know them,
do
you?
I don't know the lyrics.
Oh, why are you playing? Here we go. All right, why is it...
We'll sing along.
It's like starting kind of slow. We don't got time, Desiree.
You gotta be cool.
What's going on? Oh, I turned the audio down. That's why. Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, here we go. There we go.
Yeah, let's get the mics on for this one, dude. Like,
yeah,
let's
you know
just,
what?
Like, talk.
Yeah.
Oh, oh man.
But Albert, it's always been great to have you on the show.
Charlie, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Oh man, I'm gonna miss Albert a little bit more than I said I would before.
It's a tad.
Yeah, you don't know the lyrics.
A tad.
Yeah, I don't.
I had to memorize these lyrics for elementary school graduation. Shy. Oh, I messed that one up.
You gotta be brave.
You gotta be wiser.
You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. Look it up.
You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm. You gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day.
Harold, what your mother said.
Read the books your father read. Trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you. Others take a dip from you.
Also, thank you and Iron for coming by, swinging by on the radio show. He always has work at this time.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
So he couldn't really stop by before. But
and he had pneumonia.
And he had a Pomeranian. But thank you both for joining me on the last show. Thank you, everyone who's been listening all this time. Thank you, everyone who joined me today. We're just going to play at the last minutes. And just, yeah, just chill.
Challenge what the future holds. Trying to keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause.
Also, one last note. Please send some thoughts for Michelle Boulder. She's the person whose car was damaged today. So send her your thoughts. She's in charge of health services and deals specifically with sexual assault. She's a really great person, so definitely keep her in your thoughts and prayers today. It's been a challenging day, but we're all getting through, so thank you, everyone. Also, congratulations.